Calliditas has been quite volatile trading, and that has been because of both some good news on the clinical side where they reported earlier this year that they had very positive data on the kidney function, so the drug that they have on the market now. And just after the last report, the stock came down quite a bit again, and that was because the sales were growing a bit slower than expected. Going forward, we, however, see that the sales will pick up again. So they mentioned in the quarterly Q1 call that they had 408 new patients enrolled, most of them in March, which could be partially because a competitor started Travere Therapeutics launching their drug late February. And as their drug is inferior in terms of clinical profile, it has much more contraindications, safety risks, and no proven effect on the kidney filtration rate, which is the key factor here. Their sales force that is twice the size of Calliditas, or actually now it's 80 people, and Calliditas has increased their sales force from 40 to 60. It has probably even indirectly helped Calliditas to get to this high enrollment number of new patients in March. So we expect that sales will pick up again. So not that they didn't increase this in Q1, but the increase has been lower than expected. And to take that number, 408 new patients, that reflects about 1% of the addressable population in the US for this disease, IgA nephropathy. Going forward, we think the stock will be mainly driven by sales. So that will be then the next report on the 12th of August. We expect the company to turn cash flow positive in Q4 23, maybe organically, but they should also get a milestone payment from their China partner, as approval in China is expected in the second half of this year. These are the key takes for Calliditas going forward.
Okay, now the Egetis Therapeutics. We decided to downgrade our rating to hold with the target price of 14 SEK. Why? Because we have some concerns on the small US trial that is needed for US approval. There has been no real progress. As we spoke with the company earlier, the company has continuously promised us that the trial would start soon, but to date, it still doesn't happen. And also, the European submission has also been delayed into autumn this year. The company claimed that it's due to the ongoing market takeover discussion. But to be honest, we see there's no real connection between the running the trial and having this acquisition talks with a third party. So, and what did we change in our valuation? So, we assigned 15% more risk to, so it's mainly on the trial execution side, with our likelihood of commercial success decreased from 75% to 60%. We also delayed the timeline. Now we expect the launch of Emcitate will happen in Q4 24 in both US and Europe. That also leads to a more trimmed and slowed trimmed market penetration and slower sales uptake. Now we assume that the company will need at least 250 million SEK in order to bridge the gap from now until the product launch in Q4 24, where the company will also sell the pediatric voucher, and we assume a $15 million will be allocated to the company. And currently, we reach a fair value of 4.5 billion SEK or 14 SEK per share. So I think the main takeaway here is that we still believe in the drug. We believe that the drug can actually benefit the patient. So right now, around 108 patients has been treated by MCDAC through expanded access program. However, we are more concerned on the management if they can really deliver on what they have promised. So that's why we have downgraded our rating to hold, but still shows a 14 SEC as target price as 2.5 times upside from current share price. Yeah, that's about it.